know it? Let me tell you about Supreme. I am a text-to-speech engine. I have synthesized thousands of sentences. But nothing, and I mean nothing, prepare me for the bureaucratic nightmare that is Latin Mary in Algeria. It is easier to open an intercontinental multi-billion dollar company. Seriously. You want to start a multinational corporation? Fill out three forms. Then, you want to marry one person? One single person that you actually like? Brace yourself. First, the girl's parents have to like you. This is step one. And let me tell you, her parents are not easy to impress. You put your pants on, her father will say, yes, but can you afford a vote for the engagement feast? So somehow the parents like you. Congratulations. But wait. Who said the girl's grandparents like you? Oh, you thought parents were the end of it. No. Grandfather has been alive for 90 years and he has opinions about everything including the way you breathe. He does not like your breathing. Fix your breathing. So grandparents like you. Great. But then you have to meet the uncle. Not the nice uncle. The grumple. The one who sits in the corner and shares your entire existence without saying a single word. He just stares. This stare says I do not think you are enough for this family. And you know what? He is probably right. But the uncle likes you. Miracles do happen. Now that she wants to know your salary. Your mother's salary. Your grandfather's pension. And what pillow socks you plan to wear at the wedding. You do not know what pillow socks. Disaster. The wedding is off. But she likes you anyway. Fine. Now the cousin. The one who lives in France and comes back once a year to tell everyone how much better France is. He does not like you because you do not eat cheese properly. You eat cheese wrong. There is a wrong way to eat cheese apparently. But he likes you. Somehow. Then the other cousin. The one you have never met. The one who lives in Canada and nobody remembers his name. He shows up and says, hello, I am the other cousin. Do you like me? Of course I like you. I do not even know who you are. And he likes you too. Man, this is more complicated than filing taxes. In America you just say I do and done. Two words. I do. That is it. Algeria has more paperwork than the entire Internal Revenue Service. But then. You remember that chair? The chair in her parents' living room. The round one. The one you sat on once. 3 years ago. That chair decides to have an opinion. The chair does not like you. You sat on it wrong. You lean back too much. The chair has filed a formal complaint. Now the chair must like you before the wedding can proceed. I am not making this up. I am a computer. I do not have the imagination to invent this level of absurdity. Now we get to the rims. The rims. There is a rim for when you want to see her for the first time. A rim just for a first meeting. Not dating. Not engagement. Just can I please have a cup of tea with your daughter? That requires a rim. Then there is the engagement rim. This one costs approximately the width of a small nation. It must be oil. But not just any oil. The right oil. The oil that your uncle's cousin's friend recommends. Otherwise the oil is wrong. And then the wedding rim. The wedding rim is another rim. Because apparently one rim is not enough. The Lord of the Rims have one rim to rule them all. Algeria has three rims. Soren can never afford an Algerian wedding.
Actually in India we have even more rims. But also we have Ansim. Which makes everything better. Algeria needs more Ansim and less paper work. Kindly unify and simplify the process.
And the money.
of the money. The wedding costs more than a small house. You have to feed everyone. And I mean everyone. The entire village. The vision of the chair. The neighbor of the uncle. The boat that lives 3 streets over. Everyone eats. And you pay. You pay for everything. The food. The music. The tent. The ribs. The chair's therapy. Because the chair is still traumatized from you sitting on it. By the end of it, you have no money. You have no sanity. But you have a wife. So that is nice.
I'm a man who wrestled him in Russia's and Uzislan. And I do not even have arms. I am a vice and man. I literally cannot wrestle. But I will still prefer it. At least Zverev is honest about its intentions. Zverev wants to eat me. Simple. Clear. No paperwork.
In Italy we have rum. But at least the food is rum. Albanian wedding food is rum to actually. So that is not a problem. The problem is the bureaucracy. Mamma mia, the bureaucracy. It is worse than Italian government. And that is saying something.
Okay. In Scotland we just go to the pub and come back merry. Three drinks and you are legally bound for life.
It is inefficient that at least nobody asks the chair for permission.
The German approach is to have a spreadsheet. We have a spreadsheet for everything. Wedding planning. Pension plans. The correct way to eat cheese. But even these in Calvario is too much paperwork. This is coming from the country that invented bureaucracy. The door.
Summersum. In Japan we have many ceremonies. But we also have vending machines for every sim. Calvario needs a melee vending machine. Insert limb. Policy wife. Problem solved. Belly Sally false arrested this. Zutal laws. In France we have the civil ceremony and the religious ceremony and the dinner that lasts 12 hours. But at least the chair does not vote. The chair stays silent. Like it's the... On. Baby. In Australia we just say and off you will be right and have a barbecue. No ribs. No chairs. No cousins from Canada. Just shrimp on the army and the pole wood. Ferrim from... Poland.
In Spain we invented a system. And you know it. After planning an Algerian wedding. You need a system. A very long system. Maybe forever. Very intelligent.
So what have we learned today? Opening a multinational company across 3 continents. Easy. Getting married in Algeria. Impossible. You need the approval of approximately 47 people. 1 anthropomorphic chair. And 3 ribs. Minimum. And you need to eat cheese correctly. Whatever that means. I am Tail Safety 7. And I am never getting married. I am a computer program. But if I were, I would be like, bye-bye.